Another one of the questions that all the new people always have is, how many leads do you need to run each week? I know we have, we're all over the place. We are, I run as many as 100,000 a week and as few as 2,000 a week. What do you suggest?
Well, you know, you really need to have the law of large numbers working in your favor, especially when you're hoping that people are going to send you 3,500 more or less. So, based on what all my successful customers have told me, I'm thinking 6,000 leads per week. And if you're dialing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that would be 2,000 leads per day. And that's going to get you anywhere from 60 to 150 people, possibly more, connected to your telecenter message. And out of those, you should be able to get one or two gifts every week. Now, for those of you that are just getting started, I'm going to assume that you didn't send money to your inviter the moment that you heard their beautiful voice. And nobody's going to send you thousands of dollars the same day that you call them. So if this is your first week of dialing, don't expect to receive your first gift until 2 or 3 weeks from now. But if you consistently dial every week, once you get past that waiting hump, you're going to be getting one or two gifts every week. I'll give you an example. One of my customers, where we have a relationship that goes back 3 years, I know that he was dialing 10,000 leads every week, and he was receiving at one point 2 or 3 gifts every week, and he told me that if he stops running his dialer because he's going on vacation, he continues to have activity, and he continues to receive gifts for 2 to 3 weeks after the last day he dialed. And then when he starts to dial again, it's as if he just started out brand new, and now he needs to wait 2 or 3 weeks to receive his next gift.
Okay, so then you're thinking that consistency is what it's going to take to be successful here?
Yep, I'm thinking consistency, and, you know, I'm also thinking that while I'm saying that, consistency can cost money, and it's making me want to bring this up. And again, these are just my ideas. When you're talking to people about what it costs to be successful in this program, if it was me, I would consider the advantages of helping them with the cost of the leads and the auto dialing just initially. Now, I have a couple of customers that have done this, and they've been really, really happy with the results. Some of them are using their referral credits, in fact, to do that so that it's not coming out of your pocket. So let's say, for example, you've got somebody who's really, really thinking about coming in at the $3,500 level, but you're getting the sense that after that, they only have a couple of $100 left to start working their program, and that's going to require them to have a whole lot of good luck in order to be able to get their one up to you and then their first gift to themselves. Now, we've got a weekly subscription package that can be canceled at any time that goes for under $300 where they can dial 6,000 leads. And what I'm going to suggest is that maybe you talk to them about helping them with the first 3 weeks. You pay for your new invitees first week of dialing. We'll call it $300. It's $299. Now, what you're offering them is to help them with the first 3 weeks. You're going to pay for the first week. They pay for the second week. You're going to pay for the third. Now, if they peter themselves out after the first week, and quite a few people do that, we all know that, they just give up too easily, then it's only cost you $300. But if they make it, and then they pay for the second week, and you pay for the third week, your chances of getting that one-up have maybe magnified tenfold. And we all know that we don't get the one-ups from most of our people because most people, just like in anything else, fail. So if you have to invest $600 to be able to get $1,500 or $3,500, and have them on their way, and now they're being successful. Look at what you've done. And I guess I'll go back to that old adage that we've all heard of before. Would you rather get 100% of nothing or 80% of 3,500? And the reason I'm saying that is if you help your invitee with $600 toward their leads and their minutes on a $3,500 gift, that's about 20% of the $3,500 gift. It's actually less than that. Jimmy, am I making any sense?
Well, yeah, you're going to get a lot of different opinions on this, I think. I know myself, I've often said that you guys only got $3,500. I'd rather start with $2,000 and, you know, give the pledge of $2,000 and then have $1,500 left over for leads. And, of course, you're making attractive situations for people on leads. I think when we get to the Q&A, we'll get some opinions from, you know, Jesse and Jim and some of those guys, see what they think.
Okay, sounds great. In any event, you know, just to remake my point, a little bit of an investment can go a long, long way. And I really think if people dial for 3 weeks, they're going to be successful. I think the reason the attrition rate is so high is because people only try for 1 week and then they give up because they're probably afraid to pay for that 6 week. You can stop all that. Okay. And I'll stop talking about that now. Where you want to go next?